The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Gavin.
I think most people would admit at times it can be hard to be an adult.
Oh, yeah.
I personally just miss being a kid. Lack of responsibility. You're completely dependent on your parents. Even though we wanted independence, I kind of miss dependence.
Oh, yeah. I love listening to my daughter and her worries and woes. Uh-huh. And you're like, you have no idea.
Absolutely.
No idea what's in store for you.
And
let me tell you about taxes.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm having a kid later this year, and I know that I need to work hard at being the best version of myself for them, which is why I was excited when I found this list of tips on how to simply be a better adult. And I think some of these tips are good, you know, practices for like all people to even consider, just because I think they're beneficial. So the first one was to purge a few subscriptions in your life.
No.
Is there anything more adult than just knowing where all your money's going?
Yeah.
Or trying to save money?
I have no idea too. Like, I was like, oh, wait, how? We have Apple TV?
Uh-huh.
Like, because there's like, you'll buy it for one TV show, and then this is how they get you, because then you forget you have it. I know there are apps to help you find your subscriptions and stuff like that. For a while, I had two YouTube subscriptions by mistake.
I just realized I had like a New York Times subscription.
Oh, fantastic.
Like, I don't know.
That's very adult.
It is, but I don't need that. I don't read most things. The second thing was to do a friend overview,
ooh,
meaning to kind of just look at this list of people that you have in your life and maybe create the condensed list of people that you want to be pouring into, you want them pouring into you. Because I think you can stretch yourself too thin if you're trying to, you know, be friends with every last person.
And sometimes, too, you have friends that probably aren't the best for you.
No.
Because your stage of life changes, too. And you might have a single friend that's still always wanting to go out. And, like,
yeah,
you just had a kid. And you're like, I can't.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I think, too, just that there's a lot of value in having really strong friendships than, you know, 20, you know, normal friendships.
Yeah, mine are all like ride or die,
and I'm
not gonna have to die for a lot of people, which is good.
Exactly.
Like, it's very my circle is very small.
I love it. And then the last tip, and I mean this is really applicable to me, is just to learn a new household skill. I don't feel like I have a lot of household skills. I'm really good at doing the dishes and the laundry and
nice,
the vacuuming.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know, give me a tool and I am in trouble.
Yeah, well, that's where we're going to need to work with you. Well, here's what we'll do. While you're raising your kid, you know, I will raise you.
Thank goodness.
And I will help you become a dad. You've already got a head start on dad bod. And so, and so we'll work the rest out.
Oh, what's this? An email? For me?
Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. If you ever want to get a hold of me, it's just wally@wayfm.com. That's the same email all my friends have. This one was one on a personal note. It says, hey, Wally, I heard you on the podcast mention your short-term memory issues. Yeah, like, I definitely am getting more forgetful as time goes on. Or I walk into a room, forget what I was there for, I have to walk back into the other room to remember it. And I'm just, and I'm assuming it's his old age.
Well, you can either chalk it up to old age or you're, you know, a busy human being. It's hard to manage everything
in
your head. You're someone who writes down all your stuff. So maybe
I have to.
So, you know, when it's in your head, though, it's a little harder to get it all down.
Well, I appreciate your kindness there, Gavin, and not calling me old. Betty's not here. Otherwise, that would have gone completely differently. Because you're a good person.
Thank you.
Like, this is nice because this person is trying to help me out. Well, sorry to tell you, but research findings show an extreme high sugar diet can lead to brain atrophy and vascular dementia.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, that is tough because I have a huge sugar problem. Like, that's my vice.
You're not going to stop.
No, I would rather just forget everything.
Yeah.
You know, and so he gave me these articles to look at. So, like, okay, I'll take that under advisement. But he was like, yeah, I used to do a whole lot of Mountain Dew and I started drinking water daily and now I feel better. So, all right, good for you.
I have a friend. She says, what does she say? She says, I love the taste of water.
No,
and I think that might be the most insane thing I've ever heard.
There's no taste to water. Water's the worst. Okay. This was interesting. This kid had been emailing me back and forth about playing guitar. He plays guitar and stuff. He says, hey, Wally, I was wondering if you have any advice for somebody like me who's 12 years old and wants to impress a 14-year-old girl. Oh, you're trying to outkick your coverage there.
Snap.
Okay. I'd love to get your perspective on this. And I'm like, you know what? Playing guitar is a good start. But seriously, like, you just have to be yourself. Be yourself. Be kind. Be a good listener. Ask her questions about her. You know, don't make it all about you and what you know and how you know how to play guitar and stuff like that. You know, I think that would be a good way. And be a gentleman. There's too few of them. It's definitely the slower path.
Sure.
You know, because there's, like, I'm telling you, man, like in high school, I remember being like the nice guy, and then you'd get broken up with and for the guy who just got off detention, and you're like, come on.
This doesn't make sense.
I know. In that world, it doesn't make sense, but long term, it's the way to go.
I'm also picturing this. He said he's 12, she's 14.
Yeah.
He's probably shorter than her at this point, too, because I know I was.
Yeah.
I mean, I still am.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, confidence is key,
That's
too.
True.
Like, you be confident in you, and confidence is what gets you through high school, man, honestly. Like, there are a lot of kids that, you know, it's not like the popular kids have it over everybody for, you know, all these other areas in their life. They're confident.
Absolutely.
And that's the differentiating factor. So good luck to you, Jamie. I hope this works out. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We got a chance for you to win a prize here. We're going to play the honest slogan game. Every company, every product has a slogan. And we're going to give you what an honest slogan should be for this company. It's not their real slogan, it's what it should be for their company. And then you tell us what you think the product is that we're describing. Now, if you get it right out of the gate, you get 2 points.
Oh, nice.
If you need a hint, you'll get one hint. And if you get it then, you'll get 1 point. But here's the rub. You have to get 4 points, and you only get 3 questions.
Okay, so they could knock it out in two if they got two right
exactly.
out of the gate.
Yeah. And so, like, to give you an idea of how this would work, it would be like this. Their slogan should be, you can make 32 different things with 5 ingredients.
Oh.
It's fast food. I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking, I mean, that's probably, it's a lot of restaurants. I know. Because I go there a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's absolutely right. Like,
absolutely.
What ingredients do you have?
They just, like, fold it a different way.
Yeah.
They wrap it in a different tortilla.
Heat it over here. Drop it on this floor over here. Serve, like, it doesn't matter. Like, that's how it works.
Still delicious.
So there you go. You would have got 2 points for that.
Oh, sweet.
You didn't even need the hint. So that's how we're going to play this game. If you want to play along and you want a shot at a prize here, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So here we go. This is the slogan that should be for this product. From a liability standpoint, we have to say don't stick them in your ears, but we're not your mother, so do what you want.
Q-tips.
Q-tips is absolutely right. Nicely done. It literally says do not stick in your ear. That's the first thing we do with those things. So that's 2 points for you right out of the gate. Nice. Okay, here's a tougher one. A great old browser for downloading Chrome.
Internet Explorer.
Oh my goodness, you're on fire! Yes, you got it right, and you got it right out of the gate on both of those. You don't even need the third question because you are amazing.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Well, we appreciate you listening to the show, having a little fun with us today, and we're going to send you a prize.
Thank you so much, Wally. Have a great day, guys. It's
Mash! Mania.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Normally when we play Match-A-Mania, it's a game on the show, but right now it's Match-A-Mania as we are getting ready to kick off Support Drive next week sometime. Is it next week, Kevin? I lost my...
Yeah.
Wow!
We officially start next Friday.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, so it's coming up, and it's a very important time for your Way FM, and that's where we set aside the normal programming for a little bit to raise the funds necessary to keep the normal programming going the other parts of the year. And so what happens is that prior to the event, sometimes people are like, hey, we want to give you a head start, get you kicked off as you go into this thing so you can go into it already moving forward and having some momentum, which is always wonderful and appreciated. And so there's $20,000 that have been put up generously looking for people to say, hey, I'll believe in this ministry. I'll join with that. And what's really cool about this is We're only looking for 100 people doing their best monthly gift. So whatever your monthly gift is, say you did $20 a month, it's going to be matched up to $20,000, which is so great. So 100 people doing that best monthly gift, and $20,000 will go into the total.
That's a ginormous, yeah, like you said, head start, and it kind of like gives us that little spark to go into a really strong week.
And the thing about this is, too, it's like, yes, you're supporting something that's good for you, which I love. I mean, it's good for you. It's good for your family. We did a whole segment the other day on, you know, songs that you were really glad that you heard your kids singing and why. And just story after story after story of people going, man, I'm so glad that this is what my kids are ingesting. And so it's good for you, but it's also good for your family. And it's good for people that you might not ever meet that need this on a daily basis. You get free Bibles. People can get prayed for here. Like, it's a great extension to the radio, and the songs is all the ministry that happens. And so that's the why, and we just need the you if you'd like to help out. So looking for 100 people doing their best monthly gift, whatever that looks like for you, to unlock $20,000 as we head into Support Drive next week. And so getting that kickoff going today. So thank you for what you do for your Way FM.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us. But going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that. But it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of. But instead, I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you, so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Wally.
It seems like no one is exempt from body shaming on the internet. Recently, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was the target. He was in the locker room with his shirt off, pumping up his team after the big win. And there's a picture taken of him that went viral on X. And Patrick has dad bod.
Yeah, I've never thought, oh, I've got a quarterback's body to
myself.
You
got a Mahomes body.
Kind of Mahomes body,
close.
Apparently. But yeah, I saw that was getting around the internet.
Yeah, it's funny because like I had seen things before with him. I'm like, he doesn't look like the jacked quarterback like some of the other guys that work out, and they're like, holy cow. And like, he just looks like a normal dude, you know?
He does, but he's the greatest quarterback alive right now.
Yeah. He took it all in stride, though. Like, he commented on the picture himself. He wrote, "You, I don't know if that's a thing he says, why you gotta do me like that?
Yeah.
I got kids." Like, it's funny because like, typically women can use that excuse, though, like for maybe not looking exactly like they did before they had kids. I had a baby.
Yeah.
You know what? Your body has changed. Absolutely. You win. You can use that excuse. But guys, I don't think you can use the excuse, "I've got dad bod because I got kids."
Yeah, no. And I mean, also, it's tough because I always thought, oh, I think if you're a professional athlete, he's making $50 million a year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you should be in incredibly great shape. But then also, I don't know, he's still super good, so it doesn't necessarily matter.
It's not harming him, that's for sure. You know, but he was smart enough, though. See, this is the thing. Takes it all in stride, makes a joke about it, and doesn't use it as a platform to have a conversation about body shaming, you know? It's like, people are poking fun. It's okay. It's not the end of the world.
I just love it when people don't get offended.
Yeah, I know. So, I've been actually watching this documentary on Netflix called Quarterbacks, and it follows Patrick Mahomes. It follows three quarterbacks, but they follow him through the season. And I don't know much about him, but like, he comes off really nice in this thing. And Gavin, you know more about sports than I do. Like, is that his rep inside the NFL?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people like him as a human being. There's this funny joke that they think he sounds a little bit like Kermit the Frog.
Oh.
I don't know if that's everyone's opinion, but I think generally people see him and like his teammates like him and see him as a positive person.
They have him mic'd up during a bunch of the games, and it's funny because he'll just get clobbered by some, you know, defensive lineman, and he'll get up and be like, "Nice tackle, 58.
Yeah.
Nice tackle. Hey, 99. Good play." Like,
I love
that. He's very encouraging to the other team, too.
As he's you know, because they're a really good team, he's encouraging them as he's just, you know, destroying them
the field. Yeah, maybe if you're losing, it's different. I don't know. But you know what? The takeaway, too, though, it's a good rule of thumb, even for kids, is that people are going to try to break you down, and they can't hurt you if you don't care and you're okay with you.
That's,
you know,
really good.
Like, that's a real big takeaway from this, and that's the lesson we should be teaching our kids, and it'll help them navigate some of that mess that we call junior high, for sure.
I wasn't even listening. I was listening to podcasts.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And every day after we get off the air, we stay in the studio and we do a podcast. And we call it The Aftercast. It's brand new content we haven't done on the show yet. So if you like the show and you want to go a little bit deeper, sometimes we have longer form conversations there that you can't do in just a couple minutes in between songs. And, you know, sometimes there's some rants that go on from me.
Sometimes. All the time.
Full-fledged. And so that's my safe space. That's my cathartic moment, you know. But other times we just talk about life stuff. If you want to go deeper with us, that's easy to do. TWS, just text those letters to 91979 and we will send you a link. We were talking about Gavin. He told us that he and his wife Haley are going to have a baby. And after our initial shock, we were both, Betty Rock and I were both caught off guard. Very surprised.
I know. I was kind of proud, A, that I was able to keep it from you guys, and also surprise you.
Yeah, it's amazing that you were able to lie to us for a couple months. Great.
I don't know if I look at it as lying.
I do. I see it as betrayal. But anyway, I won't hold it against you too bad. But like, he gave us more details. Like, they do not plan to find out what they're having, and I was surprised, honestly. I mean, I'm not going to tell you right or wrong because everybody's decision is different. I just liked knowing because that little person became super real really early, and I really liked that. But like, if she's had it in her head that that's what she wants to do, look, she's carrying the baby. She gets to make that call.
She absolutely gets
to choose. Yeah, because she's got a rough road coming up in about 9 months.
Already, Beth.
Like, I can't even imagine. That's like going, okay, this is my analysis of it. Like, that's like knowing 9 months from now, you're going to take a hammer and just smash your hand with it, and there's nothing you can do about it, and all you're doing is thinking of that day for like the next 9 months.
And theoretically, it's smashing a hammer on your hand for hours.
Yeah. It's not
one and done. Yeah. I mean, my sister-in-law was, I mean, she was in labor for 20 hours, I think. Yeah. And I'm just...
That right there is why God let women... He could have designed it any way. He could have designed it the other way, but he didn't. He's like, okay, women will be able to handle this. They'll be able to handle A, the fear, B, the pain, and they'll actually follow through. You know, like guys, we were like, okay, what's a better way around this? You know? And they will forget and just enjoy like the rest of their life, like, yeah, it was bad, but whatever. And guys be like, no, that was horrible. So, all right, if you want to check out our aftercast, it's very simple. TWS, those letters, TWS, and that's just a smidge because we usually do anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes of content. And so you can get it by TWS, texting that to 91979.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This here is Good News Giddy Up. It's a couple rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel better because the regular news can be a bit of a bummer. So, Gavin, we'll start with you. Good News Giddy Up. Go.
Cops in jolly old England stopped a guy when they saw him running with a fridge strapped to his back, but he wasn't stealing it. His name is Daniel, and he's been training for a marathon to raise money and support a buddy with diabetes. He's apparently trying to break the record for the fastest marathon while carrying a household appliance.
You know what? I don't know how smart this guy is, but if you're breaking a record carrying a household appliance, doesn't a toaster count as a household appliance?
And this better be a mini fridge. I'm assuming it's not just like
I would have gone a lot smaller, but that's
microwave.
Me. I'm not going to set the bar that high for myself with exercise. During the cold snap that recently embraced the whole country, a bunch of Jeep Wrangler fans in Alabama pitched in to help out healthcare workers. This is really cool. It's a group called Rocket City Wranglers, and they got together and they offered free rides to get people to and from work at the hospitals to take care of people, which is awesome.
And that's cool. And like, Jeeps are a fun, I think, vehicle to get a ride into, and it's just encouraging.
Yeah, if you're a Jeep owner, you're like, finally, I get. I mean, I've been driving over parking blocks just to pretend like I'm off woods, off road, and so finally, you got to use your Jeep for what it was made to use your Jeep for, more than hauling kids to soccer practice. So that had to feel good, too. So there you go. That's your good news, giddy up. So So we got our friend Andy Irwin on the show with us, and he's the guy behind the movie I Can Only Imagine. And now he has a new movie out called Ordinary Angels, starring Hilary Swank. And she is great, by the way. And her passion for this film really comes through in her character, who's like this broken mess. But God still uses her to accomplish a miracle in the life of a desperate single father whose daughter is in need of a liver transplant. True story, by the way. Now, the one thing I love about you, Andy, is that your movies are not preachy. I would put this somewhere like... you got Blindside at one end, and you've got War Room at the other. You guys are ahead of Blindside on the faith, but way under War Room, you know? But it's done in a way that's like accessible and not off-putting, and it's not heavy-handed.
I think it preaches as good as any of the films that we've done.
Because I know your heart is not to water down the gospel.
No. Our heart is to be strategic. This one was really about trying to understand this everyman kind of blue-collar guy that had a relationship with God but was just burnt out.
Yep.
And he felt like he had lost faith in the church and lost faith in God really seeing him and being there for him. So it's kind of that skeptic that's outside the church walls that we want to reach.
Well, you do a great job of that, and it reached into my chest and punched me in the heart in the first 3 minutes. It's a great movie, and it will be in theaters February 23rd, and you can actually get tickets now at ordinaryangels.movie.
He's kind of smart.
Guys have underestimated me my entire life.
Sorry, read that wrong. He's kind and smart. It's News-ish with Gavin.
When you think of the month of January, you think of New Year's resolutions and you're starting out strong and trying to better yourself. But then when you think of February, I personally think of the fact that I lost my resolution.
You think about of failure.
It's like been 2 weeks since I, you know, started or since I, you know, worked out or did something to better myself. And so I do think a lot of people, when February hits, it's cold outside. Usually I feel like people hit a rut when it comes to their motivation. And I found this kind of list of things that you should do and kind of like keep up in your life to kind of get out of that rut or to just not get in the rut.
It's funny that a month into the year we get into a rut.
I know. We can be weak, but this is a way to stay strong. So the first thing they say, and I feel like this is kind of a hard one to hear, it's just stay active. I know it's tough in the colder winter months because you don't want to go outside when it's 20 degrees, but maybe it's just like doing household chores. You know, vacuuming, I've heard, can burn 100 calories.
So I play pickleball on cold nights inside, but I have to walk in there. So
I found out indoor golf simulators.
Oh, nice.
Which, you're still kind of just standing still. It defeats the purpose of walking, but it's still, I think it's active. The next thing was to stay connected. Get regular FaceTime with your friends and family, and it just kind of helps you feel more connected versus, you know, isolated.
Yeah, and I think the key there is FaceTime, too. Not FaceTime on your phone, but actually interacting with human beings, you know, personally.
I think that's how God made us. Then the third one was, I actually really like this one. It says, stay structured and unstructured. So giving yourself time where you're kind of keeping to a schedule, like going to bed at this time, doing stuff at work at this time, but then also giving yourself free rein to have moments of unstructured time where either you can be, you know, creative or lazy or just, you know, kind of restore yourself.
My wife and I, we kind of broke a rut yesterday with cleaning. Mm. We got into spring cleaning like way early.
It's
like
winter.
Yeah, I know. We started one project. Okay, we're going to remove the computer from this desk and we'll clean this area. And then that just kept spilling out because you'd move it upstairs. You're like, oh man, this upstairs room is a mess. Let me clean this up so I can make room for this. And then it just snowballed. And I was so thankful for that. Like, it just broke us out of the norm of where we're normally at this time of year.
Oh, cool.
And we got a head start on the clean spring cleaning. So when
good
we get to spring, we'll be good to go. So,
good for you guys.
Yeah, it feels good too. So maybe that's something you want to try today to break out of your rut. And that's going to do it for your news this hour. Thank you, Gavin.
Where'd you hear that?
The internet.
And you believed it?
Yeah. I can't put anything on the internet that isn't true.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. I definitely need your help on this one. I know I can Google things, but I don't like to Google. I like to Google. Like to talk to people who know things. And maybe if you're a chiropractor and you've maybe bored somebody with your stories at a party before, that's not the case here today. I would love to hear from you. Or maybe you go and you get adjusted and you have some insight onto this. Betty Rock went to her chiropractor, got adjusted, and then like the next day started not feeling good. And she's like, I've heard that when you get adjusted, somehow all of the work on your back releases something which can give you like flu-like symptoms or cold-like symptoms. And translation, she's not here today.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little sus.
I am too, because, you know, some people just get colds.
Yeah.
Like, some people just get a normal cold. That's a very normal thing. My wife has one right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there needs to be this crazy answer to the cold.
I don't think that Betty's faking.
No.
Because she looked rough. And then when we told her she looked rough, she didn't even get mad.
No.
So I'm like, okay, she's not good.
It's not good.
But
at
was
all.
It from the chiropractic adjustment? I don't know. So I know we have chiropractors that listen to the show. I know there's one in Spring Hill that loves the show. And so I'm just curious, like, is this a real thing? And so if you're a chiropractor, great. If you just get adjusted and you know this firsthand, somebody who has experience with this is what we're looking for Googling it, all right? Not just because you Googled it. I want to know that you know because you know have experience, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. Does getting adjusted actually sometimes give you cold-like symptoms the next day? 855-33-WAY-FM. And we'll let Betty know, too, if she's crazy or not. So that'll be good. Hopefully she is. 855-33-WAY-FM. Is that true or not, Jennifer, based on your experience?
That is not true.
That is not true. Okay, how do you know that it is not true and that Betty Rock just took a sick day?
I go to the chiropractor on a regular basis, and I have for about the past 15 years. So.
Okay. Never experienced any symptoms after that?
No.
Okay.
Not flu-like symptoms, no.
Okay, well, this is good news because now I am going to go to the company, probably HR, and say she should not be on a sick day today. It should be a vacation day because she is not sick, and Jennifer told me so.
No.
Jennifer, we appreciate your help with Google it today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, okay, good. Gavin just put up on my screen that he has a physician named Paul. Here we go. Paul, you are a physician, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Osteopath.
Okay, I don't know what that is, but it sounds really, really formal. So here's the deal. We're Googling this question. Can getting a chiropractic adjustment give you flu-like symptoms? Because Betty Rock got one, and she's out today sick. So is that possible? It seems crazy.
Absolutely, it can. What the osteopathic or chiropractic adjustment does is release lymphatic system in your body. When you get an adjustment, that releases a lot of the lymphatics to move throughout the body, which contain the infection-fighting cells. So especially if you had a facial or head and neck adjustment, that'll really release those cells.
I know that Betty did a head and neck adjustment because she already kind of had like sinus stuff going on. So there you go. An osteopath, physician, doctor guy, went to doctor school, says that, yeah, it is possible. So I do not have to call HR on Betty. That's a good day.
I'll send you my bill.
Thank you very much.
Time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. We have Jennifer on with us today for Flashback Friday. She is in control. She's large and she's in charge right now.
Oh, that's rude.
No, large and in charge.
No, I'm sorry, Jennifer.
That's okay. I called myself large and not in charge when I was pregnant. That's okay.
Well, thank you for your understanding. You are a delight. You seem very happy.
Yes, I am typically happy. Depends on when my kids are screaming.
Well, I hear that.
Well, thanks for not putting one of them in the time machine with us. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, we have a no kids policy here.
Well, then you wouldn't be allowed, Molly.
That's very true.
That's what I was about to say.
Well, there you go. All right, so your job is to take us back in time musically to a song that you would love to hear again and tell us a story why. But we need a roadmap. We got to know where we're going. So what would that song be?
We're
going
to go back to Addison Road. The Change in the Making.
Change in the Making. Betty Rock, you would probably know what year.
I'm looking it up, and it says that it was released in 2010.
2010, okay.
Back in 2010, the biggest game was Angry Birds.
Oh,
did you download it?
Oh, I played some Angry Birds. Like,
did you?
Like, yeah, nonstop. And then I went through about Angry Birds 2 or 3, and then I was out.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer, you have tapped into one of my favorite short-lived bands. Addison Road is phenomenal. And they had a song called What Do I Know of Holy, one of my favorite songs that they did. So I'm curious for you why you picked this other song when that was the proper song to pick. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, I do also love that song, but that song, when I heard it on the album, just the lyrics itself, they just reminded me that, you know, like where I was at the time and stuff, I wasn't always going to be there, I was always going to be changing, I was always going to be growing and improving, and, you know, at that time, you know, life wasn't just that, there was going to be more.
Well, it's a great song and a great reminder that there is change. Even when you're mired down in something, you know, the Bible talks about seasons of change. And so God is with you in the good and in the bad, and it will change. So this is a great song. I love it. So here we go. It's Addison Road, all the way back to 2010, Change in the Making, for Jennifer on Flashback Friday.
Thank you.
There's a better version of me that I can't quite see. But things are gonna change. Right now I'm a total mess, and right now I'm completely incomplete. But things are gonna change. 'Cause you're not through with me yet, and this is
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Betty Rock is out sick today, so you are stuck with me and Gavin. Now, Gavin, you're younger than me. If yes. I were to say, man, that was an e-ticket ride, do you know what I'm talking about?
I've never heard that before.
Okay, back in the day, Disney World used to do tickets for every ride. Like, you've only known it where you pay one price and you get in. You used to buy a ticket book. Okay.
For every ride?
For every ride. And so you had A, B, C, D, E ticket. E ticket was like Space Mountain. It was the best ride.
Really?
Yeah. And so if you wanted to go ride the carousel, it was like A or whatever. Okay. And so they had these old ticket books. Well, there was this kid that was looking through some stuff at his house, and he found a ticket booklet from 1978 that was just collecting dust in his parents' house. And let me see, 78... has been around. Wow, that's a long time ago.
Yeah,
like, were you born yet?
No, 78.
Yeah, no. Oh yeah.
How old do you think I am?
I don't know. I get times messed up. So, like he was like, this has been around since before I was born. It was a ticket to Walt Disney World. So to get in, a regular ticket. All right, and it was $8. Is what it said on it. $8 ticket.
That would be amazing.
In 78, it used to cost you $8 to get into the park. Now, you had to buy each of the tickets, you know, then to ride.
Sure.
So this kid flies to Orlando to see if it would work, if he could get into Disney World with that ticket, because it had no expiration date.
Oh, that's interesting.
So he,
he
goes up to the ticket counter. It's like, I have this ticket from 1978. I'd like to come in, please. And after they got done scratching their heads, like, wait, okay, what? They got to different people and different customer service relations, and they actually gave him a modern ticket.
Oh, cool.
Worth $164.
For eight, though.
Yeah, and he got into the park and was like, I can't believe this actually worked. And it did. The funnier thing for me personally is as I'm looking at this kid doing this bit, I go, wait a minute. And I talk to my wife. She goes, that's Matthew Abels. That was our next door neighbor in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, and we used to go to my wife and there, and we were friends, and the wives used to go to Disneyland together with the kids. He hung out and played with my daughter Haley, and it was so funny to see him on TikTok.
Oh, that's great.
Going viral for doing this thing, and like, he's a big Disney kid, which is so cool.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of a funny little personal touch to that story. So if you've got an old ticket to Disney somewhere laying around, you can trade that bad boy and they'll let you come to the park. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And Gavin volunteers at church with the youth group. And I love that you do this. I think that you're a good man and that you can help them grow in their faith. But kids aren't the easiest to navigate sometimes, are they?
No, they are, like, really good at sharing their opinions. And
sometimes it hurts, doesn't it?
It does, man. And this last, you know, week, I was in charge of the games for the night. We have a game at the beginning and then a game at the end to kind of sandwich a great night. And so the first game that I had planned was this game. You actually had bought the game. We used it for something we did on a Facebook Live, and it was this game where you kind of like throw a little ring and try and hook it on to something.
Yeah, the ring hook game.
The ring hook game. And so we had a great time playing.
A lot of fun.
I think it's a fun game. And I was like, oh man, I think these kids are going to love this game. And then I get up there, like, I already two contestants, and I got two people up there. I'm trying to bring the energy. And then this one girl, I won't name her, she said, you had all week to think of a game, and this is the one you came up with?
Thanks, Sarah. Thank you for your input, but we don't need that right now. Not helping.
And I'm like, I'm a full-time working adult. I'm prepping for a kid.
She's leveled you.
She just destroyed me.
I need a minute. I need a minute.
I have a weak ego.
Oh,
it's
my goodness.
It's not a strong one, and so to hear that, man, it was rough.
High school kid. You had a week. This is what you brought. This is your best, huh, Gavin?
It hurt.
Oh, that's brutal. Kids are brutally honest. I saw this. It reminds me of this TikTok video I saw going around. Like, it was a challenge to say something to your husband.
Would you still love me if I was fat?
Yeah, of course.
But, Mom, you are fat.
And that sound you hear at the end is the dad with a mouthful of water just spitting it out. Hopefully it'll make Gavin feel a little bit better. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is a time that a kid has been brutally honest with you? It can be your kid, or in this case, Sarah. I know that's not her real name. I hope not. I just made that up. Okay, good. It may not even be your kid, but a time that a kid was brutally honest with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your story right now. So I'm curious, has a kid ever been brutally honest with you?
So my niece. She's probably the most brutally honest person ever. I was babysitting her, and she asked me why I didn't have a boyfriend at the time. And she's like, well, do you think it's because you're ugly?
Oh.
And I was like, I said, do you think I'm ugly, Mia? And she was like, well, I don't think you're ugly, but other people probably think you're ugly. I was like, oh, my gosh.
You're like, hey, we don't want to rule anything out here. Oh, my goodness.
And I'm not ugly. I'm not.
Did you ever find a boyfriend?
Yes, I'm married now.
Oh, and good. Well, you proved her wrong then.
I sure did. I caught a guy.
Has your kid ever been, like, super honest with you, brutally honest?
Oh, yeah. The other day, she was looking at a picture in the bedroom of me and my older kids, and we were at the beach, and I was a little bit smaller then, and she said, Mom, is this you? You are so little. She said, what happened? Did you eat too much?
Well, how did you answer her? I'm just curious.
I was like, well, that was a long time ago before all of y'all.
Yeah, you did this to me. Just so you know, let's be really clear. Yes. This is your fault.
Yes, for sure.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.